buddy, but stranglers. I have a feeling they'll be really bad omens for anybody who starts complaining about them. Weezer, you on permanent assignment here? The old man hacked his way around an affirmative answer. Good, I don't think you ought to be in the field at this time of year.
What good will it do to leave me back here to die alone?
You're going to outlive me, you stubborn old fart.
I am part of this thing now. You people all the time tell us about our history, and now we got a chance to find the beginning place. I'm going to be there.
I nodded, accepting that. That was his right. That made me reflect on how different we were from other mercenary bands I've seen. There was almost no bullying or brutality among the men. Historically, you wouldn't have gotten in if you were the sort of shit who made himself feel good by causing pain to those around you. And if you did, chances were you wouldn't survive long. The history and culture and brotherhood stuff is laid on early and often, and if you survive long enough to give it a chance, you usually go for it. Croker, of course, was the ultimate disciple of the company thing. And he was able to sell everyone else, except Mugaba. And Mugaba's main problem with the Brotherhood was that Mugaba was not in charge. Not really relevant, except to indicate that we are not a band of misfit brutes. We are a sensitive bunch of misfits who try to care about our brothers. Most of the time. One Eye appeared and invited himself into the conversation, ignoring Weezer, even though the old lunger was from his own homeland.
"Hi, kid. I just saw the troll trundling along glimmers like Dewdrop Street. You sure you don't know where Goblin is? I got to get those two together."
The troll is what her own people call Mother Goda, behind her back. She's even nastier to them than to us outsiders. We have an excuse. We weren't born Yuan Bao. I told One Eye they made real good time considering the way she walks. My mother-in-law walks like she's terminally bow-legged and has no joints in her legs, rolling like a fat merchantman in heavy seas. The little black man slipped a glance sidelong at Tai Day, who was handy as always when not specifically told to stay away. Tai Day showed signs of actual emotion. One Eye was hoping he wasn't offended to the point where he was going to go flailing around. I whispered, "Even he calls her the troll sometimes. But do be more circumspect." Louder, I asked, "What about Uncle Doge?"
"Didn't see him."
"Tai Day, you'd better find your mother. Uncle Doge would find us. When it suited him." Everybody watched Tai Day go. When he was out of earshot, I murmured, "I never missed her for an instant." I hoped Tai Day would find some way to prolong my joy. One Eye snickered. I said, "You ask me, she's the perfect woman for you, not Goblin."
"Bite your tongue, kid."
"I mean it."
"You got a sick sense of humor, and you got the old man aggravated."
"Huh? How?"
"Way he told it. You're a couple days overdue with your standard reports."
Uh-oh. That wasn't entirely true, but it was close. "I'll get on it right away."
"Still wearing your bracelet?"
"Ah, I got it. Yeah."
"Good. You'll need it."
Candles and Weezer had no idea what we were talking about, but Candles did offer a good bit of advice as I departed.
"Mind the crows," he told me.